Exercises 4 through 6. Sean and Tony were good colleagues before Sean was named chair of the board and chief executive officer of a company. As a board member, Tony had voted enthusiastically for Sean's appointment because in addition to liking him, he thought Sean had the intelligence and background for the job. But once they began working together, things started to fall apart. Although very talented, Sean was not fully prepared to work with board members like Tony, who had their own ideas about how things should be done. In addition, Sean rarely took the time to invite others to join in his decision-making process. As a result, despite the many excellent decisions he made for the company, he displeased members of his board because he made almost all decisions by himself. At one point, Sean ordered Tony to stop conferring with an employee representative privately, which was not an unreasonable request. But the public manner in which he told Tony made him feel as though Sean was trying to control him. He reacted with anger and outrage, blasting Sean during a board meeting. Tony's anger was a hurtful blow to Sean, so his response in defense was also anger. Board meetings thereafter became occasions for shouting matches between the two of them, with the other board members looking on in disappointment and disapproval. Before long, Sean was advised to resign and forced to leave his position in the company, and Tony resigned in disgrace soon after. This was a sad ending to what could have been a wonderful working relationship.